Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Ladies and gentlemen, live on 100 Yards of Football, the NFL Week 1 preview, Dallas versus Tampa Bay. Football is back. For the second year in a row, the Dallas Cowboys will kick off the NFL season against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where last year they hit the road and narrowly lost to Tom Brady and company in the season opener. But this year, they'll have the home field advantage, hosting the Buccaneers in Arlington, Texas at AT&T Stadium with their fans cheering them on. And today, right here on 100 Yards of Football, we take you to one of the greatest, the latest, who got him started down in Tallahassee, down at Florida State where they've gotten it cranked up again. The DB, the All-Pro, the 12-year NFL veteran, Mr. Bobby Butler, this morning joins Vincent Turner as they dissect the Dallas-Tampa Bay Week 1 NFL preview here on 100 Yards of Football. Stick and stay.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Me and Mr. Butler are going to break down the Dallas Cowboys and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Before we get started, obviously, me and him didn't even say hi this morning because I know he's on another level. Florida State is in the house. The gentleman that started it, DBU, look at him. He's looking good. Oh, my God. Chico, the black Chico the barge. Congratulations to you, my brother.
Well, I tried to tell y'all last week, but y'all wasn't listening to me. Y'all wasn't feeling me. Hey, listen, that game reminded me, I'm telling you, it had the same feeling going into the 79 game when we went to Baton Rouge and did that thing too. So anyway, thank you. I appreciate it, brother.
Dallas and Tampa Bay, man, Sunday night, the final game of week one in National Football League. Break it down to us. What do you see with the Cowboys and the Buccaneers?
Well, it's going to be an exciting time, right? Because, you know, the way these two teams opened the season up last year, Vincent, I mean, it was a battle of the quarterbacks, right? But even though with that, Dallas ended up losing that game, even though Dak Prescott won the quarterback battle, statistically, they didn't win the game in Tampa. But it was a great game. And so I think people are looking for that kind of a game. I don't really believe it's going to be that kind of a game, personally, right? Because of what's going on with both sides of the ball. You know, I'm looking at Dallas, and as much as we think now, this matchup is going to be about Prescott and Brady. You know, with the way they played last year, I mean, you've got to think that way. I believe this game is going to be won on the ground. Whoever's established the ground game gonna win this game. I really believe that. Now, when I look at Dallas right now, you know, I look at the offensive line. There's nothing over there to be impressed about. There's nothing to be impressed about. You know, when you take Zach Martin, you know, he's the best thing they got. But, you know, we need more than just Zach Martin to play on the O-line this week. Can they protect Dak Prescott? All right. So I'm thinking what they're going to have to do to get those guys going, Vincent, they're going to have to get that ball to Zeke Elliott. They're going to have to get that ball to Mr. Pollard. They're going to have to chew up the clock, keep Tom Brady off the field. See, a lot of people don't understand. You know, your offense can play defense if you can run the football. You got to be able to possess the clock, keep Tom Brady off the field, and hey, you can't get any better than that, all right? And so they're going to have to run the football. You know, when you look at Dallas offense, you know, we know they got the two-headed monsters in the backfield. We talked about Ezekiel and Pollard. They don't have the receivers that they've had. You know, South Florida going to Cleveland now. He's out. You know, Gallup is in the lineup, but Gallup is not going to play this game. He's not ready to play. You know, I don't know why they put him in the depth chart as number one. I don't see Michael Gallup playing this game. So that being said, they're going to have to bring in guys like Noah Brown is going to have to play a role. Now, Noah Brown can get the job done if they would allow him. He's not a bad receiver, but he don't get the opportunities. But he's going to have to step up this week. And then, you know, on the other side, you got CeeDee Lamb. And, you know, and you got, of course, they got Michael Gallup in the line. So without Michael Gallup, you got Jalen Tolbert, you know. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a young man on this roster who is explosive. We saw him in preseason, named Kevontae Turpin. Listen, I like him. You remind me of the 305. He reminds me of the 5'6" I don't know where he's from, but he reminds me of that. So he's an explosive player, but I don't think they're going to have the weapons for Dak to be sitting in their pocket and throwing. On top of that, because of the offensive line, you're going to have to use your tight ends to stay in and help the tackles in the blocking game. It's going to be a different game. It's going to be a different game. So I really believe that the Cowboys got to establish the run. You know, they got to establish the run. You know, Tampa's got Leonard Fournette. Now, here's the thing about Tampa Bay that nobody, you know, everybody wants to say Brady. You know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are full of stars on their roster. Offensive side, defensive side. When you look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, wide receiver room, ain't nobody in the NFL look, don't nobody in the NFL look like that. You got Mike Evans. You got Chris Godwin. You got Russell Gage from Atlanta is a slot receiver in Tampa now. And then on top of that, you got an old dog that's going to play by the name of Julio Jones. Bruh, you got some weapons. And you got guys who are not going to even touch the ball like Scotty Miller, who are great slot receivers. You know, Gronkowski retired again. I'm happy for him that he got out, you know, won him another Super Bowl, hooked up with his boy again. They did some great work. But Cameron Brate is a Pro Bowl tight end. I'm telling you right now. So you got Tristan Wirf on the offensive line. You got stars on the offense. And we're not going to talk about the Tampa Bay defense. They are no joke. They're no joke. When you talk about the linebacker core, of course, they don't have a big dog. He left. But you still got Vita Vey. You still got William Golston. In the middle, you got Devin White. On the other side, you got Levante David, Shaquille Barrett. Bruh, come on now. And their secondary is young and fun. They're coming to that ball. Mr. Winfield Jr., Antonio Winfield Jr., listen, he's a superstar leading the secondary. And they got decent corners that can lock it down. So, hey, man, you know, put it this way. I know all the odd makers got the Cowboy winning this game in Dallas. And, Vincent, and you know I'm a Cowboy fan. I've been a Cowboy fan since I've been a little bitty boy. But I got to call it the way I see it. And I don't see Dallas winning this game. I'm just going to be honest with you. Tom Brady is the master of the chess game. His offensive coordinator, they're a master of what they want to do. They're going to dink, 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 dink on top of you. Dink, dink, dink on top of you. You know, if you can't get to the quarterback, which nobody can get to Brady because he know how to get the ball out. Remember something about Tom Brady. I wish quarterbacks could listen to what I'm saying. Why is Tom Brady so great? Most quarterbacks hadn't figured it out. Tom Brady is great, Vincent, because he's the master of the 5 to 8 yard pass. I'm going to say that again. Tom Brady is a master of the 5 to 8 yard pass. Therefore, you're not going to sack him a lot. You know he can't run. If he started running, he looked ugly. But that's okay. That ball is coming out because he's throwing the 5 to 8 yard pass, 5 to 8 yard pass, 5 to 8 yard pass. Then he goes on top. He plays a chess game with you. 5 to 8 yards. They consider him one of the most accurate quarterbacks to ever play the game. Well, I can be accurate throwing 5 to 8 yards. Right? He has mastered that. He has mastered that, and nobody's figured it out. And so, like I say, man, you know, it's a great game. We're in week one. We're all excited, right, by what's going to happen. But I don't see Tom Brady losing this game in Dallas. And I got them winning this game 31-17 in Dallas.
When I think about this game and I think about the season, you look at Tampa Bay, you look at all what's coming out of Tampa, Tom Brady leaving training camp early. There's problems within the household. There was questions about maybe his mothers came under sick. But the one thing about Tom Brady I've learned is that when it comes to playing this game, he's going to be ready each time out. And a thing that I had to really give his flowers is that I had a lot of question marks from going over to Tampa. But the one thing that he did that sticks in my mind, when he got over to Tampa, he called every player, every coach. That's what the great ones do.
I'm here.
And then think about this. I don't mean to say it in no, let me get my words right. But he went over there to a Tampa Bay staff that had 9 black coaches. He could have went anywhere.
He could have went anywhere.
And he went to a coach in Bruce Arians that's not going to kiss your tail.
And you know that.
And they won a Super Bowl, and he won over that locker room, man.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
And all them guys on defense loves him.
Yes, they do.
Then think about Mike Evans, who don't get a lot of respect.
Right.
State of Texas. I call him the Chico DeBarge of the NFL. Last year, 74 receptions, 1,035 yards. He's 8 straight 1,000-yard receiving yards.
He's a bad boy.
Man, we need to back up. When we talk about all these great receivers in the game, we need to look down there in Tampa at Mike Evans.
Absolutely.
But anytime Tom Brady is under center, your team, if they got any type of talent, they got a chance to play in the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
Hands down.
Absolutely.
This goes out to a good friend of mine, Joseph Taylor. We know him as Joey T. About 8 years ago, Bobby, me and him stood face to face. We was going back, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. He said, one thing about Tom Brady, Vincent, look at the resume. He played in Michigan, had to wait his time behind Drew Henson and Brian Greasy. Then he got to New England, waited his time, sixth round pick. Then when Drew Bledsoe got hurt, he got hurt. Remember, Tom Brady got hurt in the AFC Championship game against Pittsburgh. Bledsoe came off the bench. I really thought in New England's first Super Bowl, they won with Brady. I thought Belichick was going to stay with Bledsoe.
Bledsoe, right.
But he came back with Brady, who took that team down on a winning drive. I said, oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
And he plays the quarterback position the way it's supposed to be played to me. Mm. He takes what the defense gives him.
Yeah.
He's not going to overreact. He's not going to be throwing the ball downfield. And then he's the reason the tight end is back in the game.
Yes, he is. There you go. There you go. These other teams better recognize.
It's very hard to bet against Tampa this year. And now, one thing that you got to understand, Bruce Arians, thank you. But if you start trying to buff up against the GOAT, the ownership, the Glazers are always going to choose Tom Brady.
That's right. That's right.
And look who Tom Brady said he wanted. Todd Bowles.
Todd Bowles.
Tim Bowles. 1988 Super Bowl. Defensive backfield with my homeboy from Orange Mound, Barry Wilburn.
Barry Wilburn. That's right.
So Tampa is going to be hard to beat on Sunday night. Not to the Dallas Cowboys, my team, since I was 6 years old, 1966. Bob Hayes, Don Meredith, Cornell Green, Mel Renfro. I don't have to say no.
Cornell Green,
Kevin Hill.
Yes, sir.
The thing with Dallas, Dallas has lost a lot of important pieces this offseason. Like you said, your man from South Florida is in Cleveland now, Amari Cooper. That's a big loss.
Yes.
Tyron Smith has got hurt. Big loss. They go out, they're desperate now. They signed Jason Peters. But that being said, my thing looking at Dallas coming into this season is that's why we got you, man. You know the game inside out. You played it at a high level. It's very basic. You said it just here a few minutes ago. For Dallas to be successful, Dak Prescott can throw for so many yards, but they got to run the ball with that young man from the Ohio State, pretty boy Ezekiel Elliott.
They got to run him.
When he's at a level averaging 5-6 yards a carry, Dallas is unbeatable.
Unbeatable.
And what upsets me so much, everybody says that now he's missed a step. He's lost it. Now the offensive line has been bad.
Bad.
No matter if Tony Pollard, who's from Memphis, Orange Mound again, no matter what he does, he can't run up inside. And I'm still not going to go against Ezekiel Elliott because, Bobby, I remember when he was a sophomore in the Sugar Bowl against Alabama. Best player on the field. Put almost 300 on Alabama that night. And I saw that as exotic 85-yard touchdown run. The offensive line has got to be better for Dallas.
Yeah.
As I always say, what separates Dallas, and I go back to the Super Bowl years, the game is won at the line of scrimmage.
Right, the line.
You got problems in the offensive line. You're going to be starting a rookie in Tyler Smith. You lost La'el Collins in the offseason. Is Terrence Steele going to be a La'el Collins? Then at the receiver position, C.D. Lamb, you say you want to be the number one. You say you want that money in the offseason. It's your show now.
Your show now.
Jalen Tolbert, rookie out of South Florida. You say you want that smoke. You out of Mobile. It's going to come to you real quickly.
It come to him fast.
But the young man out of Texas, Bob, you want to know where he's from Florida? Nah, he's from Texas, Javonte Turbin.
Okay, he can go.
I expect him to be real serious in this offense.
Absolutely.
Defensively, I've always said this. Michael Parsons might be, maybe when it's all said and done, the greatest defensive player that played in Dallas Cowboys history.
Right, exactly.
DeMarcus Lawrence is still that guy.
Right.
But, and Lyndon Van Der Esch is still that guy. Trayvon Diggs, I love you, baby. You're the Everson Wilds of modern era, but man, I can't give you your flowers because you gave up more yardage in the league last year. You're getting some more balls, but for you to stand on greatness game, Bobby Buck, Deion Sanders, Mike Haynes, Len Barney. I'm sorry, brother. I don't want the INTs. I want you to keep people out of the end zone.
That's right.
But for Dallas, really. Really, to take it to the next level, the defensive line and the offensive line have got to be solid.
They got to show them up.
Dallas won and was dominant in the 90s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it really blows my mind as we do this preview today that they have not had a quality D lineman for the last 20-some years.
That's crazy, right?
Think about what they had. Leon Lett.
Yeah, man.
Jimmy Jones.
Yeah, man.
Tony Tolbert.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Haley.
Mm-hmm.
Chad Hennings.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Casillas.
Mm-hmm.
My man out of Chicago. His father retired with my first cousin as policeman, Russell Marylander. You! Jimmy Jones, I think I mentioned his name out of the U South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas has not had a quality D lineman. And to me, what separates teams, you can go to the Super Bowl last year, what the Rams did. We could talk about Cooper Kupp. We could talk about Matthew Stafford. Mm-hmm. But look at the D-line, offensive line, the D-line. Everybody talk about Aaron Donald, but why Aaron Donald's right? Ashawn Robinson finally got his career together going from Detroit to L.A.
That's right.
And then on the offensive line, Andrew Whitworth.
Mm-hmm.
See, that strength on both lines of the scrimmage, and that's when won the Super Bowl for the Rams.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And me being a diehard Cowboys fan, I'm just going to put it out there. Dak Prescott makes $40 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's no more excuses, Dak.
Mm-hmm.
Championship quarterbacks will their team to victory.
That's right.
The Bradys.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The Montanas.
Mm-hmm.
Even Terry Bradshaw.
Mm-hmm.
It's something when you get on that next level, Troy Aikman.
Mm-hmm.
When you get on that level, the playoffs or the Super Bowl, it's special people. They take their game to another level.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they remember the being great, like Michael Jordan 6-0 in the NBA Finals.
That's right.
Like Ali when he had lost his title, had to go back and fight for him, and then Zaire. See, when the time for you to be great and the pressure is on,
mm-hmm.
it's time for you to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Dak Prescott, granted. Love the story. Fourth round pick out of Mississippi State came in 2016. Really saved the Cowboys organization at the quarterback position.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. Played in Mississippi State. We all know about the water in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
James Earl Jones, Morgan Freeman. I don't have to say no more. Archie Manning. But Walter Payton in there. Hell, what did it? Jackie Slater. But to me, Bobby,
mm-hmm.
Dak Prescott has to take his game up in the playoffs. It's no more excuses. The performance last year against Frisco was unacceptable.
Right.
Unacceptable. I don't care about the offensive line. I don't care about the running backs.
Mm-hmm.
Certain quarterbacks overcome that.
Right.
The Montanas.
Mm-hmm.
The Bradshaws.
Mm-hmm.
The Aikmans.
Mm-hmm.
The Bradys. The Russell Wilsons.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
To be a Super Bowl champion, you got to overcome that.
Mm-hmm.
And Dak Prescott, I know you came off a broke leg last year, but that Dallas Cowboys team last year was a Super Bowl team
mm-hmm.
and got physically dominated by the 49ers
mm-hmm.
and was still in the game simply because the Cowboys' talent. But Prescott didn't make plays in that game.
Right. Right.
So that being said, it's always going to be drama down there. In Dallas. Jerry Jones is going to be turning 80 in October.
Ooh, step down, Jerry.
But I'm going to say this about Jerry Jones.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about when he took over the Cowboys, and even after he fired Jimmy Johnson, the young man is out of Little Rock, Arkansas. I attended Arkansas. Mm-hmm. But you got to admit, he's the George Steinbrenner of the NFL. He took the Cowboys in the NFL. The owners should give him thanks. He took this game to another level.
Mm-hmm.
Marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about the Cowboys, it's not one player. And your son played for the Cowboys. They first class.
Mm-hmm.
you're going to be taken care of. Mm-hmm. Ask Emmett Ranch down there in Dallas. Ask Dion, still got Lion down there.
That's right.
Michael Irvin still there.
Still there. That's right. That's still
a, it's a reason. Mm-hmm. They love that man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's going to take care of you. Mm-hmm. But on Sunday night, I'm taking the Cowboys in a very close football game, 24-21. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be Dak Prescott playing at the same level as Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Final words, Mr. Butler, about the opening game on Sunday night football, Dallas and Tampa.
Well, it's opening night, and, you know, they'll be excited, you know, to be in their stadium and be playing football. But I think a lot of questions are going to be answered day one for them. I think you hit it on the head, Vincent, when you said that they were last year a Super Bowl contender. They're not there right now. So, and the only way for them to prove that, if they still think they are, go out there and win on Sundays, right? That's the only way to prove us, the so-called naysayers or the people who are Monday morning quarterbacks now, you know, go out there and play and take care of business. But I'm looking forward to this season. I'm excited. But I give the edge to Tampa Bay this game, and I'm going to say Tampa 31-17.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share. It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure. We come in your rooms as we break down the Dallas Cowboys against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Special thanks to my man, Mr. Mark Bass, and to our producer, Mr. Logan Landis. Enjoy week one of the National Football League. Football is back. What more can you say? And before I get off here, much love. He laughing now at me. Florida State. Look at him.
Well, I tried to tell y'all. Y'all weren't listening to me.
That was a big win for the Noles this weekend.
There's a feeling in the bones that I had for that game.
And right quick, Clemson didn't look all that good on Monday night against Tech.
Let me say this. They all know this. I'm going to leave it like that.
Asley brothers, fight the power. Tallahassee, come in.
You better fight
thank you.
Power.
God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.